Ruben Verdú, Venezuela, The Bullet Flower, presented on the exterior wall of the Vaporvay old textile factory in Sants. This space is mine because I draw it. I draw it with a single line, with a trajectory. You must know that whoever makes this journey dominates the space, and it does so with an economical, efficient, and direct line that shortens the path and moves forward without distraction. My determination is very precise and stubborn. As I make my way, I incorporate territory. Let it be clear, I am the daughter of a thin country, marked by discord on each side and the breadth of my journey. This place has a name, Nunsmann's Land, a name written on the ground, written by the impact of my impatience, over and over again. My world is that land, that of no one, that everyone wants, but that no one dares to take from me. My haste denies you everything. Nothing stops me. Nothing bends my shot, because I follow a strict destiny. I am the inflexible expression of this destiny. Nothing is adrift. I am a straight figure. I am pure trajectory. In this territory, everything is instantaneous. There's no time for reflection, for doubts, for changes of opinion, no room for negotiation. My domain is the synchronous magnitude of time, this timeless depth of time. My absolute and indisputable power emanates from the brevity of my journey, from the unbridled energy I spend to complete it. This thick aim of intentions, this destiny of forces, only makes clear the imposing vocation of my existence. Under that brevity, there are only the soft and adaptable forms of life. My unquestionable brevity threatens all that comes as a result of doubt. I am pure mechanics. My urgency and acceleration are the expression of a deterministic technology that only seeks results. The trigger of my determinism is optical. Everything it desires is within a crosshair. What it seeks is possible only if the choice is narrowed and the world is only a target, the vehement yearning for oneness, a single outcome. My path is decided. I must blindly follow the dictate of the gaze. I move forward, crossing the visual field without interruption, spreading fear. I'm the eye that takes your life. The contrast between fiction and death becomes evident. The great lie continues. It obeys the desire of the powerful, an unstoppable desire, centered on the benefit of the self, on fattening selfishness, the capital sin of capitalism. I am the lie of this determinism. Everything follows this law. These are years of lead. Okay, sure, there will be an impact after that, a definitive transformation. When my journey ends, they'll come to take pictures of me. No one was able to see me before. I am now an icon. The journey is so short that you will always remember me as that after effect, that permanent after effect that everyone now sees. If the perforation of the space was the propagation of a terror, the result of blindness, the impact makes me accessible, shows my final docility. I open up and spread out. I become thin as a leaf. Images are just that, pure surfaces, beings without bodies. I take advantage of the interest I elicit. I open myself like a flower. What was inside is now outside. I become an overt evidence, a sincere screen. The lead bud has no more secrets. During the Spanish Industrial Revolution, families who moved to Sants to work in factories often found themselves unemployed and marginalized due to the introduction of industrial machinery. Those who kept their jobs worked in cruel conditions. Labor exploitation exacerbated social tensions, leading to five bloody years from 1918 to 1923, known as the Years of Gun Violence. In Barcelona alone, 424 people died in conflicts between employers' unions fighting for the status quo and workers' unions advocating for better working conditions. This violence eventually culminated in a military coup by General Primo de Rivera.